Matthew Stafford gets knocked out of Week 11 against the Saints. Is he done for the year? That's coming up next on Locked On Rams.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcasts, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Travis Rogers. You can see it right there on your screen if you are watching us on our Locked On Rams YouTube channel, which I would highly recommend. You should check that out. Subscribe to that as well. If you haven't subscribed to the Locked On Rams podcast feed, you should definitely do that as well. Okay, we've got a very good one for you today. What are the Rams doing with their running backs? Like, what exactly is the goal that they're going for here? Because it makes absolutely no sense to me. That's coming up before too long. Also, how many wins is this team going to have? They're 3-7 right now. They got 7 games left. 4 of the remaining 7 games are on the road. Could this be a 4-win team? Could this be a 5-win team? Could this be a 3-win team? I think that it's possible. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. And, of course, Matthew Stafford got knocked out of the game yesterday, so we are going to start right there. But not before I remind you that today's episode of Locked On Rams is presented by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on your entry. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code Locked On. That's prizepicks.com, promo code Locked On. All right, so let's just get right into it with Matthew Stafford. I was doing the post-game show last night, and it's pretty obvious what's going on with this team all of a sudden. And it's been obvious for a couple of weeks. And, oh, by the way, I host the pre and the post game show on the Rams flagship station, ESPN 17. You knew that. You knew that already. Stafford gets tackled and kind of gets, what do they call it? When your kids would do that to each other, tabletopped, right? He gets knocked backwards. One of his linemen is already on the ground. So he kind of stumbles over the lineman, falls down, and hits his head on the ground. Not terribly hard. This wasn't a Tua Tagovailoa situation, but he does hit his head on the ground. You could tell he's a little bit slow to get up. They didn't show it a bunch on TV, but you could tell that this was a little bit of something more than just, hey, he got tackled. Now, he played pretty well in the first half, and we'll talk about that in a second. Then he goes into the second half, and early in the third quarter, he gets sacked. Two guys kind of hit him at the same time. And you could tell that that was not a good hit. He goes to the bench. Sean McVay gets his eyeballs on him and says, yeah, all right, bring the trainer. They go into the medical tent, et cetera, et cetera. He's out of the game the rest of the way. Bryce Perkins came in and played quarterback the rest of the way. We'll talk a little bit about Bryce Perkins here in a minute as well. He's done for the year. Now, the Rams haven't said anything. The Rams probably won't say anything to that effect for a while, if at all. But if he's not done for the year, what are we doing here? You saw that first half, right? And it was really interesting to see what they were able to do without Cooper Kupp. Believe it or not, I thought they put together a couple of, maybe one impressive drive. We saw the big play to Tutu Atwell, which, by the way, that guy, what are we doing here? You know, let's move it along. You had a drive where he spread the ball around a lot. You had a drive where you had a running attack that maybe wasn't terribly potent, but they thought you might run the ball, which obviously opened up some things. And in the first half, he hit 7 different receivers with a pass. That wasn't 7 balls to Cooper Kupp and 1 to 2 other guys. 7 different guys had passes. Van Jefferson led the way in the first half with 3 receptions, but everybody else was kind of evenly involved. And even Van Jefferson with 3, it's not like he was running away with it. However, that was the one drive that they had without Kupp that looked pretty good. Now, Matthew Stafford looked sharp. Velocity, spreading it around, getting rid of the ball on time. It looked like the Rams, for lack of a better description. That's what you're going to need moving forward. And by moving forward, I mean the 2023 season. That's where this team is. This team is in full evaluation mode. This team is in, hey, what else do we have around here that we can use moving forward? If they put him back on that field, for who, for what, right? I understand that this is professional sports, that he's getting paid a lot of money, et cetera, et cetera. But you have a perfectly good explanation as to why he's not playing. He's dealing with concussions. Nobody's going to think twice about that. It's probably 100% legitimate. But once you can get to the end of this month, by the way, Rams haven't won a game of the month in November in a long time, probably won't win one this month either. Let's move it forward. Let's see what Bryce Perkins is. I think we had a pretty good idea what John Wolford is about. I don't know how much more of that we need to see necessarily, but I was really intrigued by Bryce Perkins. I don't know if he's a great football player, but I'd like to see more. He brings just enough of a spark with his legs that it's interesting. And look, the offensive line is in shambles. It actually, believe it or not, got even worse over the weekend. Ty Nasecki missed most of the game yesterday. We'll see whether or not he comes back for the season. They're basically going to be pulling guys off the street to play O-line for them moving forward, which means you can't put Matthew Stafford back there. He's your $100 million quarterback. You cannot put him back there to continue to take hits like he's taken this season. I get it. It's probably unfair to everybody else that has to go out there and play these remaining seven games because somebody's going to have to do it. But you cannot put him in harm's way like that. They need to shut him down. You don't have to say you're shutting him down. You don't have to say anything other than, I don't even think officially yet he's in concussion protocol. But once they do put him in, leave him in. We saw David Edwards have to go on IR for 4 weeks when he got his second concussion. Maybe something like that is coming down the pike for Matthew Stafford because this just won't work. He's too important. Now, you may be thinking we may have him a little bit longer than you want, but you're going to have him next year. You're going to have Matthew Stafford as your quarterback if this thing is going to work in any meaningful way. See what you got in Bryce Perkins. See if that's something you can work with. See if he can protect. He's going to be able to protect himself better than any of those other guys. Put him out there. See if you can use him as your backup next year. See if you can maybe get some value, create some value for him. Maybe there's a trade asset there that maybe you didn't have before. But do not put Matthew Stafford back out there. For his own health, first and foremost, but for the health of the team moving forward, he's got to be on your bench. He's got to be done, and you've got to start getting ready for the next season. All right, coming up next, how many games is this team going to win? And have they lost, or should say, have they won their final game of the season? Believe it or not, that may be true. That's coming up next on Locked On Rams. Now, word from our friends at Total Wine and More. Is there anything better than getting that perfect little something for the holidays, right? So this holiday season, find what you love at Total Wine and More. With so many great bottles to choose from, it's easy to find a new Cabernet or Chardonnay. I'm a Pinot Noir guy myself, if you're in the market. Or the perfect gifts for everyone on your list with some help from a friendly guide. And with all the confidence in knowing you found something special for the lowest price. Love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More. Curbside pickup and delivery available in most states. Visit TotalWine.com to learn more. Drink responsibly. B21. Turo is the world's largest car sharing marketplace. If you are traveling and you need to find a vehicle, there's no other better way to do it than with Turo. You got to do it. Forget the boring rental cars and find your drive at Turo.com. I've used it myself and it's amazing. I've told the story. We went on a family vacation. We needed a big car. We had seven of us and I found this unbelievable SUV that everybody was able to fit into, all of our luggage and everything else. And I found it at Turo. Every trip is backed by liability insurance. Terms and conditions and exclusions apply. But forget going through the rental car, right? That's boring. That's lame. Find something great, maybe a pickup for some errands, test drive that EV you've had your eye on, find affordable economy cars if you're on a budget and just need to get from A to B. Whatever you need to do at Turo, they've got you covered. Turo.com. Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen today. For your second listen today, check out the Locked On Sports Today pod. From the games that matter the most to the biggest stories in sports, go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts and insights only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports Today, available on this app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so let's talk a little bit about what the Rams have left. They are 3-7. They are a bad football team. And this is a team that's going to have to find a way to win some games, I guess, or not. Look, they don't have their first round pick. Detroit is loving this. Detroit has more wins than the Rams, just throwing that out there. Detroit is going to get the Rams pick, and so this pick could be somewhere very near the top, quite frankly, depending on how many more games they win the rest of the season. But even though it's going to be a bitter pill to swallow for the Rams to give that pick to Detroit, the Rams do have their second-round pick. They do have their third-round pick. So if you're picking, say, it's just round numbers, five in the first round, it means you pick 37th in the second round. That's a good pick. So there is some value in losing games. As disappointing as it is to be at that point in the season, that's where the Rams are. They're 3-7. Here's what they have left. Here, and just trying to come up with the amount of wins that they may have. And we may be looking at a situation where a lowest win total ever for a defending Super Bowl champion. At Kansas City next week, that's not going to happen. At Seattle, that's not going to happen. At Green Bay, maybe Green Bay is in a weird spot as well. Feels like they're at the end of the Aaron Rodgers era. It feels like they've kind of let go of the rope. That game against Tennessee on Thursday night was ugly. Rodgers looked absolutely brutal. And, you know, it just, when he decides he's done, then that's probably it, right? And it sure felt like he decided that this season was a wrap. So maybe we'll put Green Bay on the possible list. We'll give it Green Bay a little circle right there, and we'll swing back to it. Against the Chargers on New Year's Day. Now, the Chargers are very likely going to be playing for something. They're currently out of the playoff picture right now. Chargers are just a better team than the Rams right now. Unfortunately, that's true. I don't know what sort of home field advantage the Chargers will have, but are the Rams really going to fill it with their own people? I don't think so. It's New Year's Day. It could be a very bizarre game against the Chargers, but it really doesn't feel like that one is going to go their way. They got three home games remaining, and this may be where their opportunities lie. You're going to get the Seattle Seahawks at home. No, Seattle's a much better team than the Rams. Denver and the Raiders. Those are your final two home games on the list. They played each other yesterday. Both of these teams look pretty terrible. The Raiders have three wins. The Broncos aren't much better than that. And the Rams are currently sitting at three wins as well. Let's give them one. Okay, let's give them one of those two. And you know what? Let's give them both. Let's give them both, and let's take Green Bay off because it's going to be cold and it's going to be late in the season. We all know what that means for the Rams typically. That's two more wins. That's five wins. That's 5-12. 5-12 coming off of a Super Bowl season. And I really don't know what you do from there. I really don't know at what point in this season you decide that you need to just really keep your powder dry moving forward, whether Jalen Ramsey takes a seat, whether Aaron Donald takes a seat, whether any of your – because Cooper Kupp is down. Matthew Stafford, like we just talked about, feels like he's going to be down for a period of time. And now we're just in full evaluation mode. How did we get here? How did we get to a point where this team may not – because, look, here's the thing. 5 feels about right, 5-12. There's a real scenario where they don't win again. I think they'll beat the Raiders or the Broncos. I really do. So there's 4. But you sure they're going to win them both? Maybe not. None of those road games feel particularly winnable. The team can't score. The team can't move the ball. The team is going to be playing potentially a third-string quarterback. They're going to be without their best wide receiver. The other players that they have seem to be very, very limited in what they can do offensively. You're going to find 25 points a game. You're going to find 20 points a game. You're going to find 14. It doesn't feel like it. They actually had a decent half yesterday. They had 14 points, and one of them came on a 65-yard bomb to Tutu Atwell, which, by the way, I don't for the life of me do not understand what their plan is for that guy. This is his second season in the league. He's touched the ball 3 times. 2 of them have gone for huge plays, huge plays. One yesterday for a touchdown. Dude can fly, absolutely fly. And then you watch him come back to the huddle. He looks like some of the other guys' son. He's so small. He's 150 pounds. I know he can run. You can't, if he's on the field, he's going to go straight. He's going to run straight. And if you put him on in motion, it means they're going to hand it to him on the way by for a little jet sweep. That's it. It is the most predictable thing in the world that they have with that guy. And he doesn't help you win games. And this is what we're talking about right now. Tutu Atwell does not help you win games. It was the second, he was their first pick in the draft 2 years ago in the second round, right? Rams didn't have a first round pick. What else is new? They picked him in the second round, and it has been a complete zero. That little flash yesterday almost wasn't like, hey, that's something that they might be able to use a little bit more. That was more like, oh, yeah, I forgot he was even on the team. Only reason he was probably even up is because Cooper Kupp was down in the first place. Just a bizarre pick, complete bust, completely out of nowhere. Touchdown yesterday. And really, instead of giving you a little bit of hope, it kind of reminded you of all the things that hadn't gone particularly well for this team in the first place. Five wins. If you told me right now you could get there, I'd take it. I'd be shocked if they got to six. Put it this way, I think three is more likely than six. Think about that. They won the Super Bowl 10 months ago. Three wins, 3-14, that's a real possibility. I don't know if they'll get there. I think it's probably four or five, but three is more likely than six. All right, coming up next, what are the Rams doing with their running backs? I don't know. I don't even know if Sean McVay knows. That's coming up on Locked On Rams. And now a word from our friends at Prize Picks. Have you done it yet? It is a great way to do daily fantasy sports, and it's a great way to kind of dip your toe in the water. Here's what it is. You basically look at the projections when you put the Prize Picks app on your phone and go to prizepicks.com. There's going to be some players with some projections. Is Patrick Mahomes going to throw for more or less than 300 yards? Is Derrick Henry going to run for more or less than 85? Tyreek Hill, how many catches does he pass more or less than 3.5? You make your decision and you go ahead and make your choice. And this, it's that easy, right? I'll go more here, less here, more here, more here. And that's it. And it's that easy. 2 to 5 players, they score more or less than the Prize Picks projection. You can win up to 10 times your money on any entry. No competing against other people. It's just you against the projections available. And it's just about any sport that you can think of. NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, hockey, golf, college football, you name it, they got you covered. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It is that easy. So download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, sign up today, and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code Locked On. If you deposit $100, Prize Picks will give you $100. If you deposit $50, Prize Picks will give you $50. So don't forget that promo code Locked On at sign up for instant deposit match of up to $100. Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Travis Rogers. All right, so what in the world are the Rams doing with their running backs? That's the million-dollar question, right? Here's what they've done the last 3 weeks. Look, I get it. You're down to offensive linemen who, you know, you didn't know walked the face of the earth, much less planned on being on the roster, and that you've got a quarterback who's really struggled this year. You've got nothing has worked well, but the philosophy of the running backs has been very peculiar to me. And in the last 3 weeks, the Rams have had three different people carry the lion's share of or get the lion's share of the carries. Darrell Henderson in week 9 had half of them. In week 10, Darrell Henderson had more than half, nearly 60% of them. This week, Kyren Williams had more than half. It's 55%. And Cam Akers has had 19% of the snaps, 10% of the snaps, 39% of the snaps yesterday, and it's just all over the place. And obviously, this coaching staff has determined that Darrell Henderson and Cam Akers are not an every down back, that they're not one of those guys that you're going to give the ball to 25 times and see what they can put together, see if they can. They still don't have that 65-yard rusher that we've talked about, right? It's still including yesterday. They give it to Kyren Williams a bunch, and he looked okay. There's a little spark. There's a little life. There's a little something in there. He's coming back from injury, so maybe he's your guy moving forward. But I don't care what sport it is. I don't care if it's baseball or tennis or golf or NFL football. It doesn't matter to me. Rhythm is wildly important. If I know that I'm going to be in. I'm going to get the ball. I'm going to pick up this block. I'm going to catch a ball out of the backfield. I'm going to get another carry, that I can just kind of get into the rhythm of it, you're going to perform better. But if after every snap you're looking over, am I coming? Okay, he's coming in. I'm coming out. Malcolm Brown, Ronnie Rivers, the whole thing has been all over the map. And it just, I think it's a great indication of A, how bad the offensive line is, B, how little faith Sean McVay has in any of the guys he has there. Maybe with the exception of Williams, we'll see what happens with him against the Kansas City Chiefs. But this is a recipe for failure, because you cannot have a revolving door at that position. You can use more than one guy, but you can't use more than one guy or more than two guys or more than three guys or four guys. And week seven's different than week eight, and week eight's different than week seven and nine. And it's just, it's all over the map. There has to be, they have to figure out what they have. And I know that the offensive line makes it incredibly challenging, but if you're going to do it, let's do it like this. Let's give week 12 to Kyren Williams, give week 13 to Cam Akers, give week 14 to Daryl Henderson, and just see what these guys can do if they get the bulk of the carries, because this formula is not working. And you don't have a quarterback. You don't have your best wide receiver. The one time the Rams seem to be in a little bit of an offensive rhythm, even though they're not ripping off big runs, it's when they commit to it. That drive yesterday where they scored the touchdown ultimately ends up with Allen Robinson in the end zone. But the reason it's set up like that is because on the previous couple of drives, they ran the ball nine times in a row. Hallelujah. Finally. There it is. They didn't run it nine times in a row for 9 yards a carry. It was 2, 3, yep, there's an 8, okay, 2, 1, loss, there's 5. It was more traditional. Run the ball, see what you have, evaluate your players, decide who's going to be your guy moving forward, because I think you know the answer on Henderson. I think you very likely know the answer on Cam Akers, and let's start to figure out the answer on Kyren Williams. That's going to do it for this edition of Locked On Rams. Thanks for making us your first listen. Now make your second listen, the Locked On Sports Today pod. Biggest stories, instant reactions, big game recaps, and of course, the take of the day. Available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, whose house? It's Locked On Rams' house.